Since its founding in 1926, the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce has been a catalyst for the success of Greater Nashua's diverse business community. Through advocacy, building connections, and professional development, each episode of Chamber Chats spotlights two local businesses sharing their unique journeys, services, and successes. Whether you're a business owner, community member, or curious about our region's businesses, Chamber Chats is the perfect way to connect and get inspired. Welcome to Chamber Chats.
Good morning, Nashua. You are listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM, and you can watch us live on Facebook or WSMN.live. I am Alyssa O'Mara, Programs Manager at the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce, and I will be one of your hosts today, along with Emma Williamson, our Membership Relations Manager.
Hi,
good morning.
Alyssa. You can find us here every other Tuesday from 10 to 11 AM, thanks to our generous sponsor, Kevin Ross Emery, Inspirational Catalyst. Make sure to give both Chamber Chats and Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce a like and follow on Facebook to stay up to date with all of our amazing events and programs, including...
We are going to do a shameless plug here before we even get started with our first guest. Our Greater Nashua Young Professionals Jingle Mingle Mixer theme this year is Slay Majesty. And it will be this Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Hunt Memorial Building, right at the top of Main Street. All the proceeds for this event will go to the Addiction Recovery Coalition of New Hampshire. And we will be accepting donations at the door for Meals on Wheels of Hillsborough County. $25 gets you in the door, true drink tickets, delicious food, raffle and door prizes, and more. You can buy tickets still. There are a few available, so hop right on to nashuachamber.com and buy your tickets today.
Yes.
Emma, who do we have today?
Our first guest today is Chelsea Lawton from Confident Med Spa. Welcome, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. Long drive this morning, but she's here. Well, could you just start by telling us a little bit more about like the background of Confident Med Spa? Why did you start? What's your mission? What drives you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were founded back in October of 2022. My background, my business partner's background is in the retail healthcare space and most recently dermatology with some components of medical aesthetics sprinkled in there. And what we found is that, you know, there's a misconception in the market that these services should only be received by dermatologists, plastic surgeons, when really medical aesthetics on its own is its own specialty. So it really should be a service or services that are delivered by registered nurses, nurse practitioners who are heavily trained, highly focused, really engaged, and this is their bread and butter. So we identified that that is, you know, the direction that we wanted to head in. We wanted to really harvest an environment that was focused on quality outcomes, patient experience, employee experience, training, all of the fundamentals that we felt like were missing within the industry.
Nice. That's amazing. So Chelsea, I'm going to jump around here a little bit, but since you just talked about it, first of all, how many locations do you have?
Yes, we have four. We're in Amherst, Epping, Rochester, and Seabrook.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. What do the teams look like there? How many people at those locations?
Yeah, I'm proud of all of them. So every location is staffed, and this is where we are a little bit different than a lot of others in the industry as well, with a nurse practitioner. So a provider that is able to prescribe medications, really treat holistically, look at health and wellness. So every location does have a nurse practitioner, a registered nurse, and an esthetician that we consider to be like our skincare specialist who can focus on more of those bread and butter spa services. And they're all amazing. So
fantastic. Mm-hmm. And how do you keep your team up to date on all of the technologies and techniques that are, I feel like on a daily basis, we're hearing about new things that you can do to your skin and your face and everywhere on your body, it feels like. So how does Confidence Team stay up to date?
Yeah, I think it's multifaceted in that we are looking at external vendor trainings. I myself am a certified trainer for one of our laser organizations. We invest heavily into bringing in resources and educators from the industry that are kind of at the forefront of pivotal changes within the market. So we take it as a multifaceted approach. And then during their downtime, the girls are studying, listening to podcasts, following people on Patreon, like constantly looking up new ways to like be ahead of the game. And then lastly, we look at, you know, individual incidences within our practices and in our organization as learning opportunities as well. So there's really no situation where we're not evaluating how we can be better for both our patients and our team.
Wow. Jeez, yeah. You're selling me on your teams for sure. Right? That's like a great. Wonderful yeah. place to work as yeah. well.
And I love that too, how you said you want to deliver the most, not just for the patient, but employees as well, because mm-hmm. we all know it's hard to find people. Quality people hard. And have them stay. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I love that that's on the top of your mind.
And we're fortunate in our industry that so many people are like interested in it. It's like a prime market. It's growing, it's evolving, but it's really about not only the quality of the nurse, but the artistic ability as well, because this is so different than traditional healthcare.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and the beauty industry in general. I know we were chatting before we came on air, and I mentioned that I used to be in the beauty industry as well. I owned a hair salon, and as Emma said, staffing and keeping good staff, but that the training is so huge, and keeping your employees engaged and investing in them. It feels like any salon or spa I worked in where we were getting that additional training, it just made you feel more valued mm-hmm. and made your career feel valued. So mm-hmm. that is wonderful. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the mission of Confident Med Spa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I this is where I'm kind of segueing in from our previous conversation, but yeah. the most important thing to us was both the patient experience and the employee experience. We'll talk a little bit about the patient experience. So for me, I think there are a lot of people out in the medical world providing these services, but not looking at the patient holistically, right? So you can come to a med spa and they are happy to treat you and give you a beautiful result with Botox and filler and send you on your way and see you once, twice, three times a year. For us, it's an approach of education, not only for our team, but for our patients and how they can be holistically more rejuvenated. So we look at things like how diet and vitamins are impacting our acne patients and how we can slow the process of aging through providing supplements or IV hydration or vitamins to really kind of give the patient a more holistic, well-balanced lifestyle. That coupled with some other services like weight loss for those that need it. Really counteracting how patients' skin overall appearance looks by adding in lasers. So when we think about kind of the mission, it really was to provide a full set of services to our patients that focuses on how they feel and look. And then for our employees as well, as I was mentioning, training, patient, employee experience, engagement, giving that family feel. So when you look at our pillars, it's customer experience, it's training, it's empowerment and team initiative, and really trying to give back to the communities that we're in as well. So.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to what you're just talking about for with client care mm-hmm. and, you know, looking at it from a holistic perspective. Do you feel like, I mean, it's obviously not going to be a quick fix like you were talking about. Mm-hmm. Like someone who's looking to like go in, get immediate results and leave is probably not your ideal client, because what you're talking about is probably a longer process. It might require multiple visits. It's mm-hmm. it's a regimen, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what we're talking about here?
Exactly. We like view it as like, give me a year. So I'm always like, what do you have in yes. the next year that you are working towards? Is it a wedding? Is it a high school reunion? Is it you're seeing a friend that you haven't seen in 10 years, and like, give me your, I'm investing in you and you're investing in me, and give me your time, because I can give you a quick fix, but longevity wise, won't be happy with the result.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce staff on Chamber Chats, live on air at WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM. We are also live on Facebook and on WSMN.live. So, Chelsea, since we're talking about some a plan here, mm-hmm. let's talk about the services. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned a few, mm-hmm. laser, Botox, things like mm-hmm. that. What would you say are the most popular services from the past year or so?
Yeah. So all of our patients start with a skin analysis. So we actually have a device on site where we can look at your skin at the cellular level and look at things like redness and pore size and congestion. That is honestly one of our most popular services, because it gives us a more dynamic approach or view on what we can provide you for services. Once our patients have completed that, I mean, there's always everybody's favorite service is a hydrofacial. That's like the gateway for everyone into our business. Okay. You leave looking like a glazed donut. We were just talking about that like glowy, dewy look, or a glass slipper, depending on who you're talking to.
Skin glass.
It's good for everyone. We, you know, Botox is or neuromodulators. So there's different brands of Botox. Are really pivotal, and they really are kind of the bread and butter of our services. And then laser rejuvenation or laser resurfacing is just huge right now. We're in New England. Everybody loves the sun when we have it, so they create sun damage, brown spots, spots that just kind of come to the surface over time, aging. And so laser resurfacing is huge for us as well.
Awesome. Anything new coming in 2025?
My favorite subject. So yes. When we think about skincare and wellness, you know, there's really this push in the industry and in our art form to focus more holistically. So the biggest thing for us in 2025 is we're actually going to be bringing on hormone replacement. So everything from the way that your skin appears to your energy, to your sleep, to your, you know, mood, that stuff is all impacted by hormones. And there's a really big gap for women specifically and men, and we do see a fair share of men at our locations, where they're asking their providers, their physicians, their primary care doctors, like, why do I feel this way? And the answer is just kind of like, sleep more, eat better, exercise more.
Lose 15 pounds.
Yeah. And then they're like, well, I'm on a diet and nothing's happening and I've tried semaglutide. And
I work out 5 days a week.
Yeah, and it comes back to hormones. So we found that by kind of leaning into that avenue, our patients, again, will get a better result through looking more holistically at their overall well-being.
And what does that look like? So would someone be getting blood work done initially, mm-hmm. and then you're going to go over that with them? And when we're talking about hormones, are we talking like specifically like estrogen, progesterone, testosterone?
Exactly, yep. Okay. So blood draw. And then we kind of use our algorithm to determine, like, where are you deficient and what do we need to replace to kind of have you living your best life, the best lifestyle that you can. And then we do follow you very closely. This is one of the beauties of us having nurse practitioners on site. So we will be, you know, providing them with the hormone replacement and then monitoring them every few months for additional lab works and additional hormones if needed. So it's an awesome service. Our team's really excited about it, and I think our patients will be really happy. So
that's incredible.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
All right. Well, since we're now talking about these things, mm-hmm. let's do some Mythbusters.
Oh, yes. Love that.
Okay. So I'm going to jump right into some of the TikTok trends I've been, that have been being spewed at my a minute away from 40-year-old self.
I'm also a victim to those. I catch them all the time. But
right? Mm-hmm. And I end up, I'm like, well, I have a cart full. Like,
and then you start Googling things. And you're like, wait, do I have that?
Yeah. Or do I need that?
Or what's in that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's the real too. Question. Yeah.
Exactly. What am I buying here?
Yeah.
All right. NADs.
Yeah. So funny. We were just talking about NAD yesterday. Totally worth it. Great.
Really?
Sign up for it. It is something that you should do your research as to where you're receiving it, because it is a medication that can cause cardiac complications and other scary things. So just doing your research about where you're going for that medication.
So maybe not TikTok shop.
Correct.
Is what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
A licensed provider.
Yeah. Who like shows you their license and maybe monitors you while they're administering the medication.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And administering meaning like, would you recommend like an injection version as
yes.
opposed to like the pills that you can take?
Mm-hmm. I think that there should be something, a question asked if you're able to receive those medications online from a non-licensed provider. It really should be administered in office via injectable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting mm-hmm. to know. All right, then let's go to the next one. Demi Moore's face and Madonna's face and all of these celebrities. Mm-hmm. Even Lindsay Lohan.
I was just mm-hmm. going to say.
Oh, my God.
Like, she is the best glow lately. Up. She's so good right
like,
now.
What
She's
happened?
So good.
These women whose faces in the early 2000s mm-hmm. were like, and even up until recently, we're getting scary with the level of the size of those cheeks. And now, all of a sudden, they look like they did in, like, mm-hmm. 1998.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, there's bone structure again. And they're, I mean, the assumption I'm seeing on the social media is that they are having their fillers dissolved because they don't actually dissolve on their own like people thought they did for all that time. So what are you seeing? Is that a thing? What is that trend called?
What's the 411?
You were calling it something earlier. It's like natural girl or something like
clean
that.
Clean girl aesthetic. Yeah.
Okay. Spill.
Tell us. God, I have it all. So Lindsay Lohan's like my favorite thing to talk about because she looks so good. So this is one thing that we've always like been very proud of is that, and kind of goes along with that, is like we believe in like the best injectables, the least detectable. So the natural approach, like we will tell a patient, like, I don't believe that your goals align with ours because we end up with this Madonna face scenario.
You've had enough.
Yes, too much. Sometimes too much of a good thing is too much. so, yeah, I mean, we are getting more requests for dissolving filler so that they can start over to get this more natural aesthetic. So what you're seeing in the industry are people dissolving fillers because there are pockets in the face where filler does dissolve, but it could take 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, depending on the individual's metabolism. So we're able to dissolve that with a specific medication to kind of start from a clean slate. And then from there, we're really coupling skin tightening, right? So these people that you're seeing, they've removed everything and then they've gone in, probably because they're famous and had a facelift. But with us, using things like PDO threads, which is a non-surgical facelift, getting laser resurfacing, and then adding filler back in a more subtle approach. And then Sculptra is another big thing that you're probably seeing with them, which is great because you said you're seeing more bone structure. So a medication like that is different than a filler in that it actually uses your body's own immune response to trigger like the regrowth of collagen and elastin in that area through biostimulation. So it's really exciting for us nurse nerds that like love that stuff, but that's what you're seeing in the industry. The overdone look is out. Kylie Jenner, Kendall Jenner, you know, the days of the giant lips. It's just not, it's not the direction we're headed in anymore, which is
no
great.
One's like sucking on a bottle around their mouth
anymore.
Oh
my gosh, I remember that.
That was so awful. Traumatizing.
People's lips were splitting open.
I know.
They were like going to the hospital.
And they were like turning purple.
Yes. Like, why do you think that's a good idea? I don't know. Whatever.
Don't know.
Social media trends.
I know.
It's crazy.
And the natural girl look is definitely in, and we're here for it. So
that's awesome.
And now you mentioned too, like, the length of time it takes for filler to dissolve. Can that also depend on just how much you put in the first place and like possibly like just putting more and more and more instead of doing what you're saying, which is dissolving it, starting fresh again? Like,
yeah, there's a sweet spot of like sometimes after so many treatments, like you just have to start over. And the volume that some injectors or plastic surgeons or dermatologists, some of them are very talented.
Oh my gosh.
Like just pumping more and more and more in because they don't like the way that it looks anymore. It's like you have to really monitor these patients. And this is where we go back to like wanting that annual treatment plan for our patients. I want to know what you have and how much you have and where you put it so that I can fix it if you're not happy with it. Right. But it comes down to like metabolism and so many other things too that it's just so patient specific.
Does age factor into that?
Yeah. I mean, as you get older, your metabolism slows and you're kind of trying to combat the fact that you're losing collagen and bone as you progress and trying to work against the clock. So age is definitely a factor for sure.
Yeah, I tell Emma all the time, it's the triangle, right? That people don't really, you can't see right now, but I'm making a triangle with my hands. And the point is at your chin, if you hold it over your face, and then as you age, it flip-flops, and those cheek points drop down to your jawline, you end up looking like you have jowls again. So if someone wanted to book services with anyone at any of your fabulous locations, what's the website? How do we contact you? Give us the socials.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are at Confident Med Spa on both Instagram and Facebook. You can find us online at confidentmedspa.com. We have a great online booking service because nobody likes to talk on the phone anymore, which is great. But our favorite thing to do is have you call the office, and you can find all of our numbers on our website and talk to you about what your goals are.
Amazing. So if you could give us a couple of pointers maybe for this holiday season, what would they be?
Yeah,
like skincare wise.
So first of all, book a service and book it early because books are filling up for every med spa. This is our crazy time of year.
Of course.
Hydration is key. So it's a time of year. We're busy. We're drinking a lot of coffee, focusing on your water intake. I think one of the TikTok myths that you hear about that is not followed closely enough is slugging. Have you guys heard of this?
That's like the Vaseline thing, right? Like you laugh.
Aquaphor before bed is like key. No, it's a game changer. It's a real thing.
Yeah, I do it once a week.
Yeah. And then
I'm taking notes.
Everyone's having sales right now, so invest in a good skincare regimen right now. This is, and medical grade skincare. So.
What's the number one thing? What if I could only buy one thing? Is it going to be? I'm waiting. Is it hyaluronic? Is
that? So it's Zio's growth factor serum. Mm. So it is what we call Botox in a bottle or Spanx in a jar. okay. It's hydrating. It's plumping. It's all of the things. Like if you could buy one thing, that would be the way to go for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So that and slugging.
Yes. Yep. And a hydrafacial. So. Again, we talked about this at the beginning. That is the one service that if people have not tried, like get in, try it, and it will look so good for the holidays for sure. So
yeah. I'm going to ask another question because vast difference in age between my co-host and I. There's about 2 decades between us almost.
She's being dramatic. But, it's like 15 years.
Whatever.
Give yourself a little credit.
For people listening, I mean, I think back to like just knowing that like every woman in my family just used Pond's cold cream for their whole lives, you know, and you talk about looking at the patient or client holistically and finding an approach that works for them. Obviously, two very different age demographics, types of skin with some similarities, right? Like dryness in winter, things like that. Would you also recommend that product for her?
I would.
For everybody.
For everyone. It's like great for anti-aging, and I feel like you're never too young to start the anti-aging process, if I'm being honest. Although people now, your generation has a much larger skincare routine than I ever did.
I mean, teenagers now, too.
Like, oh, it's
you see
wild.
Online, there's like 13, 14-year-olds that are going to Sephora. And I'm like, I was lucky if I got Clean and Clear at 13.
From CVS.
Are
you even kidding me? We used the St. Ives apricot scrub and Noxzema pads on our face.
No.
Like, I don't know how I have skin, if I'm being honest, based on my youth and what I chose. Mm-hmm. That is insane. Interesting, though. Okay, that's so same product for both of us. Mm-hmm. All right, another question. Baby Botox. Are you into it? Should you get that in your 20s?
So you should get Botox in your 20s, but I think the term baby Botox is used incorrectly.
Okay.
So dose is duration. So the dose that you get really equates to how long your dose lasts and how great the result is. So you can go in and get baby Botox and you'll get a great result for a short amount of time, but it's not going to last you the amount of time that the medication is intended for. So start it younger. I would say girls coming in and they're, 19, 20, 21, they don't need Botox. Let's get them on a skincare routine and a facials plan, but 25, 26, 27, starting to see those fine lines and wrinkles.
I'm 25, so I was like, what's she going to say? What's she going to say for Botox?
But a small dose, if you need it, that is still dosing appropriate without having to, like, cut costs. I want you to have the best result you can for the time that it's intended. So, yes to Botox in your late 20s, but no to baby Botox.
Okay, that is fair.
Well, thank you so much, Chelsea,
Thank you, Chelsea,
for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Listeners, when we come back, Alyssa and I will be joined by Kevin Ross Emery, Inspirational Catalyst. You are listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM, 95.3 FM, live on air and online at WSMN.live and Facebook. We will be right back after this short break.
Whether you're shopping along 101A, working out at one of the many boutique gyms or studios in the area, or simply enjoying a nice day out with the kids, you need healthy fuel to keep you going. Look no further than Clean Juice Nashua, your local neighborhood juice bar. Hi, I'm Mary Beth Fiango, owner of Clean Juice. We are located at 2 Cellu Drive in Nashua. Clean Juice is the only USDA-certified juice bar that offers you the purest organic, cold-pressed, never-processed juices, smoothies with hemp and whey protein, acai bowls, like our fan favorite, the Berry Bowl, in small bites like avocado toast and barbecue chicken wrap to help you thrive and stay on the go. For more information, visit us online at cleanjuice.com or stop by at Clean Juice 2 Cellu Drive, Nashua. Stay fresh, stay healthy. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, this is Tony Joyce from Joyce Cooling and Heating. Now that winter is here, your comfort and indoor air quality are more important than ever. A new heating system with a state-of-the-art air purification, humidification, or zoning options can make hibernating a lot more pleasant. Upgrading to any type system will save you money and ensure a worry-free system. Don't wait until you have no heat. And remember, that's Joyce Cooling and Heating, 882-4244, or on the web at joycecool.com.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
Catalyst, a person who empowers growth. I have been a catalytic agent for positive change for individuals, couples, families, and even businesses for over 30 years. If you want to achieve more of your potential, feel better in the life you're living, and want to maximize your business potential, check out what I do at kevinrossemery.com. P.S. I'm also an ADD-ADHD catalyst, helping those gifted to step more into their greatness.
Welcome back to Chamber Chats. I'm Alyssa O'Mara, and I'm here with my co-host, Miss Emma Williamson. You are listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM. You can also watch us live on Facebook or WSMN.live. Don't forget to give us a like and a follow.
And thank you again to our sponsor, Kevin Ross Emery, Inspirational Catalyst. And a big welcome to our second guest today, Kevin Ross Emery, Inspirational Catalyst. Let's
Hello.
Jump right in.
How are you, Dr. Kev?
That's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. So I want to start with Merry Happy Ho Ho.
Merry.
Merry.
Merry Happy.
Ho Ho.
Ho Ho.
Do you know why I say Merry Happy Ho Ho?
Because it's non-denominational and everybody can laugh and love that.
One is for humor, which you need during the holidays to manage mental health and stress. You have to be able to laugh. You also have to know that there is somebody out there and their whole goal of their day is to find a reason to be offended.
Mm.
And they're going to be out there. It's sad to be them. I feel sad for them. Mm-hmm. I don't let them bully me. I don't let them make me feel bad, because that's all on me. And when I say Merry Happy Ho Ho, if somebody really wants to be offended, I feel like I am doing a gift of giving them what they asked for.
Ah.
And, you know, I think it's very important during the holidays is these are holy days. And in fact, I teach a class called Surviving the Holidays, D-A-Z-E.
Mm-hmm.
When we remember that these days are a time of sacred reflection in every major religion in the world, and, you know, non-traditionals, traditionals, you name it, they all have this time of year to go in and be centered and be sacred and to come from a place of gratitude. Santa Claus is the ultimate symbol of gratitude and gifting without expectations. Santa's going to leave your presents, whether you leave the cookies and milk on the table or not.
Or write him the card with your list. Yeah. I was to say, no one ever sends Santa a Christmas gift. They always send him what they want, right?
Actually, there is a tradition in some places where they'll leave a gift for Santa on the table.
Oh.
And I think that's what the cookies and milk thing is supposed to be. We should, and carrots for the reindeer. And yeah,
big
a little
on the carrots
thanks,
for the reindeer.
Thanks for the prezzies.
Yeah, yeah. And so when we can embody the Santa Claus energy of giving without expectations, being compassionate, and allowing people to have the day they need to have without us feeling like we have to take it on, we have to fix it, we need to make it right.
So this is a perfect segue, and I would like the listeners to know that Dr. Kevin walked right in and immediately stole my questions that I was going to ask. So intuitive. He walked in and was like, this is what I'm talking about. And I was like, well, look at my questions.
And Alyssa's like, good, because this is what we're talking
this
about.
This is what we're talking about. But great segue, because I recently have been reminded of the let them mentality, very basic, we don't control anyone's actions or reactions except for our own, and let them. They want to be angry and mean, let them. They want to be miserable and wallowy, let them. They want to be happy and you're not, let them. Yeah. It takes a whole lot of pressure off of, especially this time of year, seeing lots of people that you don't necessarily see all the time, especially familial, right? Like conflict. I can't even talk right now. Conflicts.
Conflictual.
Conflictual is what I was trying to. There we go.
I didn't say it because I knew I wasn't going to get it.
It's fine. It's still early in the morning, kind of. It's midday. But so, you know, my question is exactly what you're talking about, in that, you know, if you could give our listeners, you know, just a couple of basic tools to carry with them through some of these interactions that maybe are going to stir up emotions and be triggering in some way, whether it's a high school reunion or listening to the uncle that doesn't agree with you politically, like what's the advice there for this season?
So one of the first pieces of advice is don't stop being you. When we are in our head trying to be what everybody else wants us to be, we're going to step in it. Sooner or later, the mask is going to drop, something's going to come out sideways, or you're going to leave with indigestion. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? And so I think that the first thing is be yourself and know that this is the time of year where being your best self is even more important than at other times. Because this is a hugely triggering period of time for a lot of people. It seems like a popular time of year for people to die. Do you know how often I hear from somebody, Christmas has been ruined ever since my grandma died, you know, Christmas when I was 17. And I'm like, you're 77. Do you really think she wanted you for 60 years to lose the holiday because she died on Christmas?
Right.
Was she that mean? Right. I loved my grandmother. She was so sweet. Then she'd be like, get over it.
Yeah, she'd be like, bake my cookie recipe and continue on with your holiday.
And say, this is Grammy's cookie recipe. I used to make these with Grammy. Make them with your grandchildren. That's the other secret. Take and make the traditions that work for you. Go into the holidays and be like, how do I want my family to celebrate? Maybe I don't want to be at a 54-person imitation of Worldwide Federation wrestling match Thanksgiving.
Why?
Or Christmas dinner.
If you're going, at least bring the popcorn. But but also have the self-respect to say no, essentially what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Make a decision for you and make a decision that is best if you have children for your children. Your children, especially your young children, do not have the capacity to know when they need to say no. They don't know how to set boundaries. They don't know how to speak out for themselves often. And so one of the other things is that, and this triggers a lot of people, they'll see, you know, like crying kids or kids, and, you know, and then you see parents getting frustrated and basically engage in, as often as not, really bad parenting, where they yell at the kid or they tell the kid, you're embarrassing me or you're doing this. And I have to go, where did you set up your kid to fail? Are you keeping them up too late? Did you get them off their schedule? Are you letting them eat things they wouldn't normally eat? Are you saying, oh, it's the holidays, so suddenly I can exhaust them, feed them crap, have them have playouts by all my bad choices as your adult parent, and then yell at you for having the tantrum or meltdown? Drives me crazy. These kids need you to say, no, we need to leave by 9, or we need to leave by 8, or we're not going to go to this party with our children. We're either going to get a babysitter. Oh, we want to see the kids. It's not appropriate. They're too young. You want to see the kids? Come see the kids at my house during their normal hours. But I think a lot of frustration happens, like another secret, dump obligation. Stop feeling like you're obligated. You are not obligated to go and be abused at your family gathering. And you set boundaries and you be willing to leave if the boundaries are crossed. It's so important that we don't put ourselves in a position where we are going to have to put up with somebody who has a completely different political view or religious view, and they just are not going to be happy unless they shove it down your throat. I will not break bread with those people. I will tell those people. And I don't know if any of you have ever had relatives that might indulge in one or two drinks too many during the holidays, and just that one extra shot. In my history, I have literally sat down with parental figures and said, on your third drink, I leave the party because you get nasty. So don't ask me why I'm leaving. Don't try to get me to stay because I have this down. Your third drink, you get nasty. And I'm not putting up with nasty. This is my holiday too. So we have to advocate for ourselves. We have to advocate for our children. We have to figure out what our traditions are. And then we need to do self-care. And when we dump the obligation, oh, I have to go. It's a holiday. I have to go to this party. I have to go to this family's house. I have to. Poosh. Or I have to spend money I don't have so I look like I'm a good parent. Spending money on 9 times out of 10 crap that they're not going to remember for most of their lives is not being a good parent. It's saying, I don't know how to be a good parent, so I'm going to throw money at it. Being a good parent is being present. Bake the cookies with them. Make a gingerbread cookie house. Go and have an adventure. Go do things where you're giving them time. And make time that's not stressed out because you've overbooked. If you get 10 invitations, immediately say, what are my top 5? The other 5, sorry, I can't go.
Some boundaries. There's a lot of boundaries that need to happen this time of year, it sounds like. Yes. It's a time that probably pushes people's boundaries a little bit.
Well, and I think that we have been culturally convinced that we're supposed to let our boundaries be crossed during the holidays. Where's your holiday spirit? My holiday spirit's just fine. If anybody doesn't think I have holiday spirit, they haven't been in the same room for me. I don't know if your camera shows my shirt.
No, they can see it. They can see Santa Yoda. I love it.
Real quick, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Greater Nashua Chamber of Commerce staff on Chamber Chats live on air at WSMN 1590 AM, 95.3 FM on Facebook and on WSMN.live. Kevin, back to you. Sorry.
No, not at all.
Shameless plug.
Absolutely. Got to have them. So I think that, you know, again, going out and being your best self. I have two little things that I do. I do it year round, but I put it on steroids during this time of year, knowing that there are a lot of people that are triggered. There are a lot of people who didn't have good Christmases growing up. For the number of people that can, if you sat around and, you know, said, so what is your favorite Christmas trauma?
Yeah.
Hands would go up, right? mine, pick me. Mine was the most dramatic. Oh, that ain't nothing. You just see what they did to me at my household, right?
Absolutely.
And so, you don't know what somebody else is going through. So one of the things I do, as you both know, I walk around a lot on my AirPods and talk to clients, and I'm always around, is I intentionally look everybody in the eye as I walk by and smile. I mean, there are times if I'm really intensely with a client, I might miss it, but most of the time I try to smile, and if they smile back, I'll wave. I'll say merry, happy, ho, ho. If they look the other way and they're uncomfortable, I leave it alone because I'm not trying to be a predator here. But I want somebody to have a smiling face, a Santa hat greeting, and to feel like kindness is still in the world.
Yeah. Well, what's the saying? Better to be the one who smiled than the one who didn't smile back.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, you start with
a smile. I've never heard that.
If you're the first to initiate the smile, then you never have to worry about being the person who didn't smile back.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So, you know, I make a point to, as I'm walking, do all of this. And then when I'm at a place and I see somebody's harried, like a cashier, and there's a line or whatever, first of all, if they're a little short with me, I'll go, I'm sorry, I know this must be rough. You know, I hope your day gets better. Or, are you okay? Just 1 minute of showing caring and compassion to somebody who's had the last five people going, and you are out of the polka-dotted pink-purple zebras that I wanted. Like, this poor clerk orders for the store.
Right.
Right? Like, this poor clerk, customer service rep, person that you're interacting with gets all the guff and so little pay for it when all the decisions are being made by the people that are behind the glass office. Right. I recently had an issue with a major company, but it started with the customer service, and I figured out really soon they couldn't help me, and I kept on saying, I really want to be nice to you. Kick me upstairs. Let me talk to your supervisor. Just kick me upstairs. I am not going to take this out. You have no power. Honey, I know you can't help me. It's okay. And stop trying, because the only way you will get me irritated is if you keep on trying to tell me when you know and I know you cannot give me what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that until I got to the CEO's office of the company. And this was not a small company. Of course, I couldn't talk to them. I talked to their gatekeeper. But still, I was like, now you're the person that has the power. Now, if I have anger to share, it will be appropriately shared with the right person. But too often, people that are out in retail, that are out in any kind of service industry, just continually get themselves kicked. So be nice. Not only smile, you know, greet them, say hello, wish them a merry happy ho-ho, hope that their day gets better. You know, say something kind. I keep a whole Santa bag full of kind things to say to the people that are out there. And guess what? Kindness feels really good. It's the best high in the world for the person. So I'm just being selfish.
Love that.
Oh. Be more selfish with your kindness.
There you go. Don't give it away to everybody.
We'll give it away to the people that deserve, and set boundaries to the people that need to have boundaries set. And you can say, if somebody starts a conversation, I would prefer not to go there. I'm not going to have this conversation with you. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you for the invitation. I am not interested in talking to you about this. This is not going to happen. And if they continue, you go, so I've asked you to stop, and now I'm going to turn and walk away. Don't follow me. Like, and just don't engage. Mm-hmm. Don't get angry, but you can be firm, and you just, no, that's not okay. And don't let anybody tell you, well, you just have to put up with them. They're old. So do you, I mean, I don't know. I mean, at 65, do you get Medicare and I get to be grumpy pass?
I don't know. I'm not there yet, but
neither am I.
I wouldn't mind it, I suppose. If I'm being honest, be kind of nice.
Like, I maybe like one. Maybe a punch card.
I mean, maybe not 65, but like
maybe like a punch card.
Just like a couple,
one or two.
So, those are some of the things that I would say. And again, listeners, do what's best for your children if you have children. You chose to bring them in. You are responsible. And if you miss a couple of New Year's Eve parties or you miss a couple of events to have time with your children, there'll be plenty more New Year's Eve parties. But your kid will only have one 4-year-old New Year's Eve and one 5-year-old New Year's Eve and one 6-year-old New Year's Eve. And then, you know, they'll forget to call you on New Year's Eve when you're 26 because you dragged them to all these parties and then yelled at them for melting down.
Ah, oh my God.
I love to say to people when I see them interact with the kids sometimes, I'm glad I know I have job security. Keep my card for your kid. They're going to need it.
Oh my goodness. I love that. Perfect advertising.
Hold Merry Christmas. Here's my business card.
Yeah. Yeah. You may be on behalf, but your kid can still be saved.
Oh my goodness. Dr. Kevin. All right. I have to ask because I've said it like 5 times already, but one of the questions that I wanted to get to last time you were here that I didn't get to is in reference to the fact that I cannot help myself and I call you Dr. K or Dr. Kevin all the time. And previously, it was a title that you were using, and you talk a little bit about it on your website, and we've had a light conversation, but I want to just go through for our listeners exactly who you are, what you do. Let's do a little reminder, who you are, what you do, what the doctorate is in, why you're not using it anymore versus when you were using it, and we have a little over 5 minutes to do that, so... Abbreviated version.
So, it was a branding choice.
Okay. Originally or both?
Both.
Okay.
It was a branding choice. So, from 1990 to 2000, I was Kevin Ross Emery. In 2000, I got my doctorate. My book came out. My first book on ADD, ADHD, which I think was my fourth book, but whatever. And I had got my doctorate. I was, my doctorate's in divinity, mm-hmm. which I define as the nature of the spirit of man. What moved man out of the caves, over the waters, up in the air? What makes man constantly evolve? Mm. Humanity is always evolving in a way that is much more discernible than, let's say, the animal kingdom or the plant kingdom, where it's slower. Physiologically, we've evolved, and that's been slow. But mentally, emotionally, spiritually, our evolution is clearly outlined in the history of humanity. And the pendulum swing, if we evolve too fast, that brings us back. Mm-hmm. We're experiencing a pendulum swing right now. And that's what they are. So my doctorate in divinity and my book on ADD... working from an alternative perspective with things, because I never hide the fact I started doing professional psychic work in the 70s, but I went on to get business degrees and I had an undergrad that was a business psychology degree and did a lot of stuff there that I've never tried to like run away or hide my roots. Mm-hmm. But coming into a market that with the ADD and the ADHD, the Dr. Kevin Ross Emery got me more platforms to talk about the ADD and the ADHD.
Got it.
I had the doctorate, and I had a major focus, and I had a major release coming out that I spent lots of money on and that I put a lot of time and energy on. And the release was scheduled simultaneously with a little date in history we call 9/11.
Oh, okay.
And all of my press, all of my marketing, all of that stuff came out and the world stopped. Mm-hmm. And everything kind of fumbled. But At that point, I came up with My Dr. Kevin, and it was a term that my kids that I was working with, you know, they would call me Dr. Kevin. And yeah, so
approachable.
Very, yeah. You know, I have kids I'm working with right now, you know, and they still call me Dr. Kevin. And if I'm working in the capacity with the ADD, the ADHD, things like this, you'll still hear the Dr. Kevin.
Maybe that's why I say it.
And though I'm a medical intuitive, I do stuff with people's health and things. And so, you know, one of the things I try to teach people is to advocate for themselves, especially if they have major health issues. You need to be in charge of everybody, not your doctor, not your nurse practitioner. You need to have your herbalist, your acupuncturist, your medical intuitive, whoever you want at the table. It's your table. Never forget it's your table. But again, the Dr. Kevin and the My Dr. Kevin brand served me. And of course, this was the time when social media was starting to blow up. So I grabbed My Dr. Kevin everywhere. You could not go to any social media platform I was on and not put in My Dr. Kevin and find me. How easy in all these interviews, because after 9/11 settled down, I suddenly was on a tour and I was being interviewed on NBC and Fox and all of these things about this unique approach I had in ADD as a gift and stuff like this. How easy was it to say, just think of, you know, I'm yours. My Dr. Kevin, MyDrKevin.com. Any social media platform, find it. It had a ring, it had a pattern, it had a, you know, and I worked hard. I got a doctorate. Why would I not use it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happened, though, is after doing that from 2000 to 2020, really, I started realizing that there were parts of me that didn't fit into the My Dr. Kevin brand well. And it was time for a fluff up, a shift, a change. I'd had the same branding for 20 years. So I worked with an excellent team. We came up that I wanted to do more with some of my poetry, my spiritual, my other kinds of writing, the other things I do in the world, that the My Dr. Kevin kind of was really associated more with the ADD, ADHD, sometimes at the expense of other things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what do I do? I go in and I take people and businesses because I have experience and degrees in both and.
Oh no. You want to finish that thought?
And take them from where they are to where they could be.
Perfect. Perfect timing. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us.
You're
Emma,
welcome.
It's been a pleasure as always. Listeners, join us in 2 weeks when we will be joined by two more Greater Nashua Chamber member organizations. You have been listening to Chamber Chats on WSMN 1590 AM 95.3 FM. Don't forget, you can watch us live on Facebook or WSMN.live. Make sure to follow us on social media, and we will be chatting with you again soon. I'm Alyssa O'Mara. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope we'll see you at the Jingle Mingle on Thursday. Mm-hmm.